Well, good afternoon to one and all, folks. And we're at the Danny Kyle Open Stage on www.celticmusicradio.net, 95 FM and DAB in the fair city of Glasgow, and of course, worldwide on the web. And we're away down to the wonderful Englandshire again, to two lovely lasses that I've met before. They're from Velvet and Stone, and they are Lara and Kat. Good morning,
morning,
Liz. Hi. How are you doing, girls?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Yeah, the sun's shining in Devon today, so we're happy, even though we're stuck indoors.
Yeah, yeah, but we've got a bit of snow.
Kat is on a delay, so if she comes in a wee bit later, don't worry about it, folks, you know. I won't tell them that you were out last night. Well, out last night.
Thankfully, I know my seat.
I'm threatening to get everybody in their Jim Jam photographs and putting that up on the Open Stage, because it's just great that you don't need to dress up. I did have some ladies that had dressed up because they thought that I was using the video.
Oh, really?
So, no, aww, we're not doing that. But your music's wonderful. I love your new one. What's your new, is it a new single?
We released an album in August 2019, so it's self-titled, called Velvet and Stone, but that was our debut album.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're so happy with it, actually. Really, really, really proud of what we've released. So we had hoped to be doing lots of gigs this year and promoting the album.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Something happened. I'm not sure what, you know. Maybe in a transport dispute or something like that.
Yeah, some small issue, yeah.
But, I've been speaking to a lot of people from your area, and they were saying they had a busier summer than they've ever had when you were out of the first lockdown, because so many people couldn't go abroad, so they all came to Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah, it was so busy. Like, if you went to any of the big beaches or, you know, the moors, it was just... rammed with people. So yeah, but it's quite good being a local, because you know the sort of, you know, the places to go that won't be so busy.
Yeah.
So we were all right.
Right, and how about you, Kat? Are you busy during lockdown too?
Same as Lara, really. Yeah, very busy in kind of tourist terms, but and work for me just has carried on as normal, really. So I think like Lara says, it's been a shame that we haven't been able to do the festival season and the circuit last, but we're so ready to get back to some kind of normality. So vaccine is just a godsend for everyone, isn't it? Really hopeful that we can get back out there soon.
Definitely, we need more live music. So in that, could I get you to choose for me the first of your tracks and a wee bit about it?
So the first track is a track called Oh Boy, and this is one of the first tracks on our album. It's quite a punchy number with some really good percussion, it's basically a song about a relationship gone wrong, as many good songs are.
Oh, I've had a lot of them. Some of them are just so happy. They're joyous when the relationships has gone wrong. So we'll play that one first. And what would be your second track?
So the next track will be Lay Her Down. And that's a kind of a bit of a dark number, exploring a few kind of... same sort of theme, but it kind of uses quite a lot of archetypes around kind of nature and kind of brings in a lot of metaphors. And it's, it's a really, really... great tune. Like, we really love playing this live.
Yes, Kat.
Yeah, no, I just said it's got a good hook. I enjoy playing that one live. Nicely.
As you've been saying, Scotland, you get toured right in.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that's Lay Her Down. Now, what would you have for your third one?
So I think the third track is going to be Walls Today, which actually I think was the last track on the album that really came together. So out of all the things that we recorded, this we often refer to it as kind of the linchpin of the album, because it's got so many of the themes from all of the other tunes in there. And it just gives both Lara and myself a real opportunity to, how do I say this, like just let it go.
Yeah, it's got a great violin solo.
I like that, yeah. Definitely. So that was the third one, its walls. Now we're managing to get a fourth one in. What would that be?
So the fourth one is I'll Dream of You Tonight. And this is just a really lovely folky jig. And it's kind of, it's basically about kind of being with your friends around a campfire on the beach and having a lovely evening. And it was filmed very naturally and we did it kind of live. And it just sort of, we kind of ad-lib a bit with the jig and just kind of go with mm-hmm. it. And it's got a really nice live, like happy, kind of feeling. So the final one is I'll Dream of You Tonight.
Oh, that's a gorgeous title as well. Now, do you write all your own stuff?
Yes, yeah, very much so. Yeah, we've worked together for quite a while now, haven't we, Kat? So we're kind of very in tune when it comes to writing, and we really kind of know how to work together, I guess, on that and draw upon our strength. So obviously haven't been doing quite so much writing during lockdown, but we do have a few things up our sleeves that we can hopefully release when all of this is over.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you both for so much for being on the Derry Kyle Open Stage. Much luck with your new writing, and hopefully we'll hear all about it down the line. But thanks for being with us. You take care of yourselves, safe onward journeys, and we'll catch you along the ways.
Oh, thank you so much, Liz. It's been a pleasure.
It really has.
By my side, you said you are the one, my lover and my pride. You are the sunshine, the ocean and the sea. But why can't I sleep at night? What is there left for me? Oh boy, you whisper, souls that come in twos. They're waking and they're restless, searching for the the one but not the same.
Thank you.
Oh.